Good day, my friend. If you would, turn to Psalms 84. Psalms 84, and we're going to read verse 3. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. You know how the sparrow finds a house? God gives it direction. It really is just that simple. God gives the animals direction. Now, the animals don't even really understand why they do what they do. God gives the animals direction. And that's important to us because not one sparrow falls to the ground without God knowing. Of course, that's according to Matthew and 10 and verse 29. Think about that just for a moment. Not one sparrow the world over falls to the ground without God knowing about it. The next verse follows that and says, but the very hair of your head are numbered. They're all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are more value than many sparrows. So God speaks about the sparrows and he said, not one of them falls to the ground without him knowing about it. And God knows the very hairs of your head. He has them numbered. And he says, fear ye not. Therefore, because of this, ye are more or of more value than many sparrows. So I was cruising along about 55 miles per hour in my truck the other day when suddenly I heard a thud. I saw a cloud of feathers went everywhere. It scared me because it sounded like it had totaled my truck out. And I got out. Of course, my wife was with me. We pulled over and I got out and I looked and stuck in my grill. No damage to my truck whatsoever. There was an owl. And I pulled it out of my grill and it seemed like it was completely fine. I mean, no blood. It killed it instantly, but there was no damage to it. And I just examined that owl real close, and it was absolutely beautiful. Very small owl, not one of these great big old barn owls, just a small owl. But I looked at it, and just the design that God designed this bird, the curve of its beak, and for its size, it had massive talons. And you could just see the damage that it could inflict on a small rodent. And it amazed me, just looking at this bird, how that God took careful consideration, even in designing this one animal. And then, of course, the way my mind works, I begin to consider God much more, and I begin to consider all the other animals, all the other birds, the sparrows, everything that God has created, even myself. And it occurred to me about this owl that only two people in the world knew about this owl. My wife and I. We were the only ones. Nobody else passed by during this whole little episode. No one else knew about this. This didn't stop anybody else's day. It didn't cause anyone else to grieve. And this is happening every moment across the entire world in some form or fashion. Life and death are taking place. Creation is still going strong, though all the naysayers would say that the sky is falling and the world is coming to an end. But creation is just, it continues to go strong. The planets are staying in orbit. You know, last I checked, you know, Jupiter's still right where it needs to be, and Saturn is right where it needs to be, and we're just enough distance away from the sun that we don't burn up, and just enough distance away from the sun that we don't freeze to death. God put us right where he wants us in the entire universe. God did that for us. God made life. And all these planets staying in orbit, the sun is burning in space as we speak. It's actually warming up today. It's been pretty cold, but it's warming up today. If you take time to notice, the sun is shining beautiful, at least where I'm at. And The sun is burning in space. From what I understand, science tells me there's no oxygen there. Science also says in order to have fire, you have to have oxygen. But the sun has been burning all these many years that we know of, and it's burning in space without oxygen. God is willing that to happen. Even the lily is making ready to come forth in all its splendor, to come forth in all its beauty, and not just the lily, but the rose and the marigolds and all the flowers of the world. That's God's design. God knows, and He cares. And He knows me, and He cares for me, and He cares so much that He has the hairs of my head numbered, and He tells me, "Fear ye not. I'm taking care of all this other stuff. I can take care of you as well." Now, that ought to just put some wind in your sails here this morning. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 15 says, "Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, He taketh up the isles as a very little thing." Then he goes to verse 17, "All nations before Him are as nothing, and they are counted to Him less than nothing and vanity." No doubt this is speaking and comparing all nations to His power and to His control. And in other words, He has infinite power to do whatever He wants with the nations at any given moment. Now, that brings me great comfort, because there's a lot of buzz about my country right now. There's a lot of buzz about other countries and militaries and, you know, a lot of uneasiness. There's a lot of buzz about government, constant buzz about government, I would say. There's constant worry and there's constant anxieties that people have. Seems like people just cannot get enough news. News is on a 24-cycle loop, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can turn on the news and you can pick right back up probably where you left off a day or two ago, and continue as almost without interruption. And people seem like just cannot get enough news. People are drowning in predictions and fears. I tell you, I've been criticized a little bit because I have made up my mind I am not going to fret over it. Am I concerned? Absolutely. Do I pay attention? I do, to some degree, enough that I don't get caught off guard. In fact, if I don't catch up pretty soon, somebody will come along and they're going to let me know about the news. So I don't have to stay submerged in it 24/7, and neither do you. You do not have to stay submerged in these things all the time. And you do not have to fret over these things at all if you're a child of God. Now, I'll just throw this out there for you to think about. If I could be 100% informed and worry 1,000 times a day, if I could air out my concerns across social media 10 times an hour, 24 hours a day, could I do as much to fix all this as simply going to my Heavenly Father and giving it all to Him? He said the nations are as a drop of a bucket to Him. A drop of a bucket. That's what the nations are to Him, with His power. And so God cares about me. God knows the hairs of my head. God sees that the planets are lined up correctly. God sees that the sun is burning correctly. God sees all the nations and what's going on, and He allows things to play out. But He already wrote the ending of the book. And guess what? A child of God wins. We win. Things are not going to stay the same way they've always been. They're going to change. There's going to be some things that make us raise our eyebrow. There are going to be some things that will probably bring tears to our eyes. There are going to be some perilous times that we face that could, it could cause each and every one of us to fret. Being human, we're prone to do so. But God knows, my friend. what is needed. God loves me and God cares for me. Even as I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because God is with me. So can I encourage you today? Look up. Cheer up. Pray without ceasing. That is very important. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. And I'll leave you with this. Cast all of your cares upon him, for he careth for you.